you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, February 14th, 2022. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, realizing this isn't an easy day for many people, I want to exhort you, encourage you, help you to recognize that there is a sovereign God who created you, given you special, unique gifts and abilities and talents, and He loves you greatly. That's a truth we can all grasp and hold on to no matter how hard this life may seem. God's character is proven, and He does, in fact, love you. Well, I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes as I have some music with the theme love in it. We'll do a special reading from Dave Early's book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. And it's a special dedicated day that I want to talk about. So with it being Monday, it means tonight at 7 p.m., the Singing Men of GNN will have a rehearsal. Men, if you desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join us at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. You can't miss our sign. Park right there and walk in and come sing and declare the wonders of God with the Singing Men of GNN tonight at 7 p.m., men. Well, here's a little teaser. This is a Singing Men song, I Love You, Lord, realizing it is Valentine's Day, so enjoy this arrangement.
Take joy, my King.
That was the Singing Men of GNN, which incidentally, men, we have a rehearsal tonight at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center. We'd love to have you. We just kicked off our 2022 season last week, so now would be a great time for you to join. If you have questions or need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. Well, as mentioned, it's a special dedicated day to honor Larry and Sheila Hicks' 35th wedding anniversary and their daughter Whitney's 33rd birthday. While they've dedicated Valentine's Day for 10, 15, many years, we appreciate your support, guys. Celebrate your 35th wedding anniversary and your daughter Whitney's 33rd birthday. Larry and Sheila live in Perrysville, Indiana, and we appreciate all the years that they've supported this radio ministry. So I've lined up two songs for you, one by Steve Green and Twyla Parrish, Cherish the Treasure, followed by a golden oldie, The Best Years of My Life, by Roy, Dale, and Dusty Rogers.
I cherish the treasure, the treasure of you, lifelong companion, I give myself to you. God has enabled me to walk with you faithfully and cherish the treasure. The treasure of you.
As I obey the Spirit's voice and seek to do His will, I then can see the wisdom of His plan. For as He works His will, the treasure of you. best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough,
we'd always make it through.
Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you.
As the years have passed away, it seemed like yesterday, the love I had for you back then would never fade away. And all the time and memories of life that seemed so dear could not replace the way I feel just knowing you are near.
Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you. The pain and hurt that life can bring is sometimes hard to bear. The tears we've shed for those we lost had left us in despair. But no matter what we face in life, it can turn out for the best. For when we put our trust in God, He'll see us through the test. For sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough,
we'd always make it through.
Eternally, I'm grateful
that God blessed me with you. And though sometimes the trail was rough,
we'd always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful
that God blessed me.
You don't hear that song every day. That was The Best Years of My Life by Roy Dale and Dusty Rogers. And before that, Cherish the Treasure by Steve Green and Twyla Paris. I played those songs to honor Larry and Sheila Hicks on their 35th wedding anniversary, as today they've dedicated this day. And also a little special audio for Whitney to celebrate her 33rd birthday. Here's a little fun announcement I recorded from a birthday card.
We want ice cream! We want ice cream! We want ice cream!
What do we want?
Ice cream!
When do we want it?
Right now!
Ice cream with chocolate on top! Caramel! And cherries and nuts! And what comes after the ice cream?
Cake!
Cake on ice cream! It's Cherie Barberuni!
We love your birthday!
Oh, it's a good excuse to eat a lot.
Well, happy 33rd birthday, Whitney. May you have all the cake and ice cream and fun that a 33-year-old deserves. Happy birthday. Well, as you know, on Mondays for the last few weeks, Mary Ann Simpkins has joined me from our readings by Dave Early from his book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. Well, Mary Ann was sick on Thursday and Friday, so we're letting her rest up a little more. And I'll be reading another passage out of chapter 1, and it's titled, Prayer is the Determining Factor. Last week I read Prayer Saves Time and Prayer is Omnipresent, and that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, and also at WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends link. Here's today's reading. The more I study spiritual leadership and see how it works in daily life, the more I'm convinced prayer is the determining factor. The difference between mild stirrings and deep breakthroughs is prayer. The difference between a temporary inclination and a lasting change is often prayer. The difference between mediocrity and greatness is frequently prayer. The more we pray, the more God works. The more God works, the better everything will ultimately be. We fail to recognize the astounding way our omnipotent God has linked his activity to our prayers. The prophet Isaiah showed how the prayer of a single intercessor would have been the determining factor in delivering Israel from the Babylonian captivity. Reading from Ezekiel 22, verses 30 and 31. I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found none. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. Ezekiel 22, verses 30 and 31. Read those verses again slowly. Think about the fact that one single gap standing could have stopped the Babylonian captivity. But the last four words of verse 30 tell the sad story. But I found none. Through the years, I have found I am not alone in my belief that prayer was the determining factor. The truth is echoed from one end of the theological scale to the other. On one pole of the theological continuum, we have John Wesley, 1703 to 1791, who wrote, quote, God will do nothing on earth except in answer to believing prayer, end of quote. On the other pole, we have John Calvin, 1509 to 1564, who in his Institutes of the Christian Religion states, quote, words fail to explain how necessary prayer is. While God never slumbers or sleeps, he is inactive as if forgetting us when he sees us idle and mute. End of quote. Billy Graham has observed, quote, today the world is being carried on a rushing torrent of history. There is but one power available to redeem the course of events, and that is the power of prayer. End of quote. Others have agreed. Slowly read their words. When we pray, we are working with God to determine the future. Certain things will happen in history if we pray rightly. Richard Foster. When God finds a person who will place as his priority a life of intimate, personal, dynamic fellowship with him, he directs his power, guidance, and wisdom into and through that person. God has found a man through whom he can change the world. Leroy Ames. You and I can help decide which of these two things, blessing or cursing, happens on earth. We determine whether God's goodness is released towards a specific situation or whether the sower of sin and Satan is permitted to prevail. Prayer is the determining factor. If we don't, he won't. Jack Hayford. And the last quote by E.M. Bounds, God has of his own motion placed himself under the law of prayer and has obligated himself to answer the prayers of men. He has ordained prayer as a means whereby he will do things through men as they pray, which he would not otherwise do. Man has it in his power to, by prayer, move God to work in his own way among men, in which way he would not work if prayer was not made. E.M. Bounds. In closing out this section of Chapter 1, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, he writes, I don't fully understand it, but I know that the more we pray, the more God works. The more God works, the better things end up being. On many levels, prayer is the determining factor of spiritual leadership. Oh, listening friends, a lot to think about, but test God on it. Pray, seek His face, find clarity in the situation He's at work in, and seek to have Him glorified as the result of your praying. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night. And men, if you like to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join us tonight at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign as we've kicked off our 2022 rehearsal season. And at 7 p.m. we'll be gathering for a great rehearsal. So come join us. Find out more by calling 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777.
Oh, say.